Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
I want to talk about what is going on, what we're witnessing with the Huerman family right now. They're out on their lawn quite a bit. They're barbecuing. Neighbors saying this is very bizarre. They never used to do this sort of thing. Obviously, cameras are on them when they're in their front yard. Their reason, their attorney saying the house is uninhabitable. It's literally piled floor to ceiling with debris. I would argue it was probably like that prior to the FBI coming in as well. But this is an interesting thing. I mean, there are programs out there for assisting victims like this, which is what she is viewed as right now. They're not charged with any crime, not supposedly under any sort of suspicion, but to help victims after things like this happen, after the house is raided and it's another family member that's responsible. Do we know if Asa Alrup has taken advantage of any of those services, or what exactly is going on? We're talking several weeks here. We all have things in our life that our houses have problems and we get them fixed up and we go back and live in there. Is this an attention thing, or is this, I don't know, is she not being able to get the assistance that she needs?
Well, I'm keeping in mind the fact that she is leveling suit against the authorities for the condition of her home. So it behooves her really not to fix it all up. She wants to keep it in that state so that she can say, look, you know, it's been weeks and I've had to live in this situation and I can't get any help or I can't get suitable help. So the longer she lives in that, certainly it would help possibly a civil claim, because as days roll by, so does money in terms of if she were to win, the days she could say that she was living someplace uninhabitable. But Tony, when you go into a search situation, the first thing you do is take entry photos of everything. You make sure you document exactly what it looked like. And we do sketches. You want to make sure that, you know, because photos don't necessarily show how tall things were, how wide things were. In this case, how much hoarding was going on floor to wall. And so you want to get all those measurements done. So what that the situation of that home was in before law enforcement came is going to be very well documented. And I can tell you, law enforcement It's not like the old days, and I'm not talking about with the Bureau, but having worked on task force for 15 years with the locals, though sometimes they would go in and not restore things exactly right. In other words, you go through a dresser drawer and you throw it on the ground. You don't pick it all back up and put it back. The Bureau does not operate that way. And law enforcement as a whole has gotten away from that. They don't want lawsuits. They want to restore the property to as much as they can how they found it. So I believe that this isn't going anywhere.
Is this, I mean, it's really interesting when you look at it, because you look at her and you go, I feel horrible for you. You found out your husband did these sort of things. You got your children here who are adults, one has special needs. And then all of this is going on. And on top of that, then we have the story of the cats, which I also find interesting, of the cats being sent to a kill shelter. I mean, a lot of these things, a lot of these claims, I mean, do they hold ground? Is this really what happened? Is this really how poorly she was treated? Or, I mean, is this standard for how these sort of things go? Or are we missing some piece of the puzzle here where they were reached out to and someone said, you know, hey, we need you to do this for your get your cats back and this or that. Are we just not hearing that piece of the puzzle, or is this just kind of how it went down?
Well, I think it's very one-sided because the other side is keeping a closed lip on it, right? So we're really hearing it from Rex Heerman's, well, soon to be, it would seem, ex-wife's side of things. And you know, I believe that's why it's a little tainted in the media right now. But the bottom line is, right now she's a victim. You stated it very clearly. Until we find out otherwise, I just think this whole offensive front that she and her camp are going down this road is so unique. Typically, victims of serial killers and others, they want to maintain their privacy. They don't want to be in the news. They don't want to be in their lawn. Many of them leave their homes. You know, they sell them, or at least that property would still be worth a lot, even if the house weren't on it. So I find the whole thing very interesting and confusing, probably like the many of your listeners.
It's a weird thing to say, but I almost... The observation I'm making right now is it feels like she's being opportunistic in terms of the lawsuit, in terms of look at me, look at how horrible things are for me. I could be wrong, but that's the vibe I'm getting.
Well, this is a woman that at least reportedly is struggling with cancer, obviously struggling with all these other issues. So she certainly is being painted as quite a vulnerable and sympathetic character with everything that's being put out there. But, you know, to your point, what person wants all of that on the front page news?
That's my question. Yeah, that's what makes it very odd. There's just something off and odd, and maybe she's just an off and odd person. And, you know, we interpret her differently than the way that she's intending to come across, which could very well be the case. It's just with all of the smoke, it's like, what's going on here?
Or maybe, Tony, sometimes people, when they want to deflect other parts of a possible investigation or look-see at her, deflect by keeping the media and the public focused in another area other than other areas where people could be looking. Just putting that out there.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.